Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshiped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11, it says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshiped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were open, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him.
Bow down and worship.
so excited and blessed to be back on the air for early Sunday morning prayer. We thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing us to come on this broadcast at this time to pray and to give him praise and honor for what he has done and brought us out of. We just thank him. Lord, I thank you so much. And before we go into any prayer or any prayer request, Lord Jesus, I would like to repent, Lord, for anything I said or done or acted upon. Hallelujah, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered because of something I said or done that's still lacking in my heart that you can see and that you need for me to get out. So I repent, Lord Jesus, for everything so we can go forth, Lord, as you lead and guide us and let us know what to pray for and who to pray for and how to pray to our Heavenly Father. We thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus, because you don't have to have us on this broadcast to come forth that prayer on early Sunday morning. And we thank you for this opportunity to bring forth the prayer that we have felt in our spirit this morning that you have said to go forth in. So we thank you, and we love you, and we praise you. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you and worship you enough this morning. Hallelujah. We're so grateful. We're just so grateful, and we're so thankful that you have allowed us to be on this broadcast to bring out prayer. Hallelujah, that you have put for us to say. Lord, we pray for our founding host, Evangelist Asia Bernard, all the way in New Orleans, where you have sent her. She said you said to go, and she's been there since April. And, Lord, you have opened up doors for her. Lord, we pray for her. Hallelujah. We pray for her help. We pray for her strength, Lord Jesus. We pray for everything that she stands in need of, because you know everything about us, Lord Jesus. And you know what we need, and you know where you're going to send us to walk and operate. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We pray for our sister Danielle. We pray for her son, Jamal. Hallelujah. And her parents and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren, Lord Jesus, and her siblings all down there, Lord. And we pray for the crusade that you have given her to do. Hallelujah, that you will be in the midst of it. Hallelujah, that you will let her know that you had it already under control, that you had the souls. Hallelujah, that she's going to bring into the kingdom with her ministry, Lord Jesus. You just want us to be obedient and to go. Hallelujah, and you said you will lead and guide us and direct us. Hallelujah, in the way that we should go. So we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every soul that comes on this broadcast all week long, Lord. You know what they stand in need of. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. To keep them. Hallelujah. To guide them and direct them. And, Lord, you said in your will that it shall be done, whatever we set out to do or we pray and ask you that you would do and that you would answer. All you ask us to do is be obedient, hallelujah, to live holy, to live right, to read your word, to get strength, hallelujah, that the 66 books of the Bible will come off into our hearts, off of the pages into our hearts, and we will live it, and we will walk it. And we thank you this morning for the opportunity that you give us to come before you in prayer on Sunday, early Sunday morning, and each and day that you wake us up, no matter what time, Lord Jesus, you say, get up and pray. We don't know what we're getting up and praying for or who, Lord Jesus, but we just want to be more obedient to your call for prayer. Hallelujah, because you said prayer is a commandment from you. Hallelujah, and when we pray, hallelujah, we get to get the things up out of us that stop pleasing, that you would show it to us, Lord Jesus. We get more strength. Hallelujah, and we get more will, and we want to be in your perfect will, Not our will, but your perfect will, Lord Jesus. We can't do anything without you. Without you, we can't move, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we pray today for the homeless. Hallelujah. We pray for the, you know, so many homeless out there now, Lord Jesus, because you know everything. You can go where we can't go. You're everywhere at the same self time. But, you know, we're finding more and more homeless with your families. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless them, to guide them, to send one of your saints, one of your witness team out there, to witness to them, Lord Jesus, to let them know that you know what they stand in need of, and you have heard them, Lord Jesus. If you haven't heard them, you have called them to be saved. Hallelujah, and you make the way out of no way. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we ask you to cover the children. Hallelujah, as they go back and forth, Lord, with their families, Lord. We ask you to find shelter for them, Lord Jesus. Give them a warm place. Give them an income, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, and most of all, Lord, send your word out there that they may know that it's you calling them out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Lord, we go into the sick and the shut-in. Hallelujah, because you know where they're at, Lord. We're lifting them up as you put it on our heart, Lord. We don't know everybody all over the United States, but, Lord, you know that when we're obedient and we pray, hallelujah, we pray your will be done. Hallelujah, your kingdom come in this earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah, and it shall be done for them, Lord Jesus. We ask you to go in there, send your angels, Lord. Heal them, Lord Jesus. We know that you made doctors for us, hallelujah, but you are the great physician. Hallelujah. You can heal, Lord. You can deliver and you can set free. And we thank you for the opportunity that you allow us to pray for. We pray for the shut-in, Lord Jesus. Just like I said, Lord, we pray, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, for the peace of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. You say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, they're over there. You see it. We see it all the time there. They're fighting. They're bombs and all this and that, Lord. Let it be peace in the land, Lord Jesus, because you gave it to the Israelite people, and they need to have peace, Lord, between the two countries, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you, we pray for our president of the United States, of Barack Obama. You said to pray for the government. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that you would give him the more discernment for your people, Lord, all over the world, Lord. You have given him a heart of kindness, Lord Jesus, but we ask you to give him a heart of compassion for your people, Lord Jesus. He goes to church, Lord Jesus, but we ask you to put more in him, Lord, to send a word to him, Lord Jesus, that he will understand that you are the one that put him in the White House, that you are the one that leaded and guided him, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. We pray for his health and strength, Lord, and we pray that he makes right decisions from when you touch him, Lord, that he can go forth. Hallelujah, Lord. Let him be refreshed. He looks a little tired, Lord Jesus, with all going on. Lord, send your angel and refresh him. Send your angels and refresh his wife, First Lady Michelle. Hallelujah, and her children and her mother, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Seal them in that White House, Lord, wherever they go. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus, and we just praise you for it. Hallelujah. We had 10,000 times. We couldn't praise you enough for the wonderful work that you have done for them, for us, and each and every one. We pray for the government, the senators, hallelujah, Lord, that they will do the right thing by your people on this earth. We pray for the Congress, hallelujah, Lord, that you will send a word there, that they will turn their hearts, and because, Lord Jesus, they need to treat God's people right all over this world and all of your people, because you said in your words, all souls are yours, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And we know that you can go in and do things that we can't do, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. And we just give you the glory and we just give you the praise for us, allowing us to come forth today and pray. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We pray for all of the saints. We pray for the churches, Lord Jesus, as they open up the doors this morning where to go in and worship. Different places, different worship, Lord Jesus. But we ask you to be there. Hallelujah, to fill your anointing, Lord. We ask you to save, Lord Jesus. Baptize them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus. And Lord, let the anointing and the power be there. Hallelujah. Whatever not right, Lord Jesus, we ask you to make it right today in your kingdom. That's your kingdom. That's your church. You died on the cross for the church, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray for the pastors. Hallelujah. We pray for the bishop. We pray for each and every ministry and minister that you have brought into this kingdom, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that whatever they're doing, Lord Jesus, and it's not pleasing to you, Lord Jesus, we ask you to turn it around. Hallelujah, because all you have to do is have one word from you, and it'll turn our lives around. This one word, and we appreciate it, Lord Jesus, for your one word that you will go in, and that we ask you to pray for the saints that's going forth, Lord. Whatever they say in need of, you know, whether it's healing, Lord Jesus, whether it's deliverance, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, whether it's provisions, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, well, it's their health, Lord Jesus, maybe their husband or their wife, Lord Jesus, or the family, Lord, we ask, pray for the families, Lord Jesus, that you will strengthen them and bind them, Lord Jesus, more to love you first of all and keep your commandments and to love each other, Lord, to be example, because we're epistles that's read of all men. And we thank you for it. And we give you glory. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Well, we see Evangelist Bernard.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Truly, it's a blessing and an honor to be on the line with you all on this morning. Amen. And we just want to continue to pray and ask the Lord to continue to bless us, continue to shield and protect us, Lord God. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for renewing your mercies upon us this morning, Lord, for we know that your mercies are renewed every morning. We thank you for our host today, Sister Ruby Larry. God, we ask you to continue to strengthen her, bless her, God, help her to keep her mind stayed on you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for every listener, for every caller. God, we thank you for this awesome, awesome opportunity to give you some praise, God. Hallelujah, to come together corporately and lift up the name of Jesus. You said men should always pray, God. Oh, God, and we're praying this morning for safety. We're praying for peace. We're praying for more love. We're praying for joy down in our sanctified souls. God, we're praying for those that may be sick and hospitalized this morning. We're praying for those that are shut in the prisons, Lord God. We're asking you to open up prison doors this morning. Remember my sister. Remember my son, God. Remember all those women and men of God, hallelujah, that are incarcerated this morning, Lord God. Send help to them, Lord God. Help them to keep their mind, God. Hallelujah. Help them, Lord God, to keep their mind sound, God. Help them to find you, God. For you say, those that seek me, seek you shall find you. Oh, God, we're asking you to bless the leaders all over the nation. Remember our president this morning, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, remember the governors and the mayors of cities. Remember our policemen. Hallelujah. Our firemen, our doctors, our preachers, our attorneys, Lord God. All of these officials that you have designated to help us in these different capacities, God. We thank you for them this morning, God. Remember our children, Lord God, and our grandchildren this morning, God. Remember all of our extended families, Lord God. Remember my mother this morning. Touch her in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and I'm praying for the city of New Orleans this morning. Hallelujah. I'm praying for women, men, boys, and girls, hallelujah, that don't know you. Those, God, that don't have homes, God, that's sleeping under the bridge and in tents, God. Oh, God, we're asking your angels, Lord God, to shield and protect them, Lord God. Oh, God, we're asking you to send help this morning, God, like nobody can but you, God. We're asking you, Lord God, to execute judgment on those that need to be, that those that need to be executed upon, God. Remember the mothers and the fathers that have lost children even on this week, God. Family members, hallelujah, hallelujah, that have been deprived of their loved ones this morning. Oh, God, there's a God, that knows everything about us, God. You know our downsetting and you know our uprising. Hallelujah, you know every thought before it even enters into our minds this morning. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to overcome these fears, God. Help us to overcome rejection, Lord God. Help us to overcome loneliness, God. Help us to overcome depression, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, for you said he that keep his mind stayed on you, you would keep him in perfect peace, God. Hallelujah. We're asking you to bless every listener, every preacher and teacher that come on this broadcast and minister the gospel, God. We're asking you to overtake them this morning. Pour them out blessings, Lord God. Remember Minister Democrat. Hallelujah. Prophetess Darlene, Pastor Beatrice, God. Sister T, Lord, all those that faithfully call in. Sister Albertine this morning. Even Sister Cammie. We have seen Prophet Michael Davis, God. Minister Aaron Singleton, Dr. Singleton. We're praying for their husbands and their wives, their family members. Ah, in the name of Jesus. All of the speakers, Minister Peggy Jones, God, remember her, God. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton and Lady Singleton, God. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Tijana, hallelujah. Remember Pastor Robert C. Blakes Jr., God, and Pastor Samuel Blakes, God, in the name of Jesus. Apostle Anthony Hill, all those that are coming for this citywide crusade, God. We're looking for you to move, God. We're looking for souls to come into the kingdom, souls that are thirsting, souls that are hungering after your word, God. Oh, we're not coming for form or fashion, but we come in, God, to declare your name. We come in, Lord God, to let a soul know, hallelujah, that you're still in the saving business. Hallelujah, for you're saved to the utmost. You're still in the miracle business, because you're able to perform miracles, and you do them so great, God. Oh, God, we're looking to impact this city in a positive way, God. Hallelujah, we're looking, hallelujah, for salvation to come to the house of many. We're looking for families to be restored in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Give us the wisdom. Give us the knowledge, God. Continue to lead and guide us. God, for you said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You told us not to lean on our own understanding, but you said in all thy ways to acknowledge you, Lord God. We acknowledging you this morning, God, for we can't do nothing without you. Without you, we would fail. Oh, God, we love you because you're God all by yourself. We thank you for you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you, Lord God, for you never change. Hallelujah, your spirit remain the same. Oh, we bless you, Lord God. Ah, God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us a repentant heart. If we said or done anything that's not pleasing to you, Lord God, we asking you to forgive us this morning, creating us a clean heart, God, renewing us a right spirit, God. Oh, God, give us that love, that unconditional love. Help us to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves, God. Help us to think on those those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are righteous, those things that's of a good report. God, we bless you. We give you glory this morning, God. Help us, Lord God. We need you to continue to rain upon us, God. Rain down your spirit upon us this morning, God. Keep us filled with the spirit of love. Hallelujah. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of forgiveness, God. Oh, help us to forgive, God. For you said if we don't forgive, and then you won't forgive us, God. But we're asking you, Lord, forgive us, God, and keep us with a spirit to forgive. Keep us with a spirit, Lord God, hallelujah, to not be envying, to not be jealous, God, to continue to not strife, hallelujah, for where there's envy and strife, God, there's every evil work, God. Help us to recognize, God, that you love us. You loved us when we was in our mess. You loved us when we were in a horrible pit. You had mercy upon us, God. Help us to extend that same mercy to those that don't love you. To those that don't know you, hallelujah. Some people love you, God, but they don't know you in the fellowship of your suffering. Help us to get connected, connected to a body that's going to serve you, a body, Lord God, that's going to honor you, a body, Lord God, that's going to keep your commandments. That's all you're interested in, Lord. You're interested in souls that will be obedient, souls, God, that don't mind lifting up the name of Jesus, souls that's going to tell somebody about your goodness, about your mercies, about your everlasting kindness. God, we bless you this morning. Let there be no dissimulation, God. Let there be no ending in strife, God. Oh, you're calling us to live holy. Hallelujah, for you said holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Help us to look at one another through the eyes of God. Help us to see one another through the eyes of God. Oh, we bless you this morning, God. We bless you this morning, God. Ah, God, we give you glory, for you are wise, God. You are wise, God, God, and we love you this morning. Ah, God, we love you for being God all by yourself, God. Ah, we love you, God. Oh, God, help us this morning. Help us, Lord God, to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us not to look down upon others, God. But that we would give a spirit to lift them up, God. To lift them up and encourage them. To lift them up and empower them. To lift them up and enlighten them with your word, God. For when everything pass away, God, your word is going to stand above everything. Your word is going to declare. Your word is going to testify against us, God. Oh, God, help us to remove all of those things that's not like you. Hallelujah. Help us to mortify these members that's on the earth, God. Help us to mortify them, God. Help us to kill this flesh, God. Help us to kill this flesh, God. Oh, this flesh has to die daily because no flesh is going to glory in your sight, God. God, keep us with the anointing upon our lives, God. Where we can teach and preach the unadulterated word of God, God, without compromising. Without compromising, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We asking you to heal us this morning, God. Heal us, hallelujah, for all our hurts. Heal us from all our disappointments. Heal us from all those things hallelujah, that have been spoken and done against us in the name of Jesus. Situations, circumstances, ill words that have been spoken to us. Some of the deeds that have been done that have not been holy and have not been righteous, God. Oh, God, help us to forgive men of their trespasses. I hear you saying that this morning, forgive, God. That's a word that's in my spirit that I hear you saying, forgive, God. We have to forgive. Oh, God, and when we forgive, we can love people like the Bible have declared us to love. For you said if we don't forgive men their trespasses, you won't forgive us. Help us, God. I'm asking this week, hallelujah, for you to give us a forgiving spirit. Ah, healers of those hurts, God. Those hurts that we have been experiencing from our childhood. Ah, hurts that never have been healed, God. Your people need healing this morning, God. Ah, I hear that word, forgive. Forgive if we would forgive. God would heal us from all of these hurts, all of these things that we're holding on to today. The Lord said, let them go. Let them go. Where we can walk worthy in this vocation that you have chosen for us. Our vocation is holiness. For holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. What are you saying, God? We need to live holy. I don't care what denomination you are. Ah, the Bible says one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's Bible. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care if you lived in the project and now you're living in a gated community. You're still a soul. Ah, and that's all God is interested in. Souls living holy. Souls living righteously. Souls that are dedicating their lives to God. Souls that are separating themselves from sin. Not from one another, but from sin. This is my prayer today. This is my prayer today. And if it's you, and if it's me, I'm asking for forgiveness, God. I'll remove everything out of me that shouldn't be. Anything that I've done to offend, God, I'm asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness. We don't know this could be our last day. This can be our last opportunity to forgive. This could be our last opportunity to say, Lord, I'm sorry. This could be our last opportunity. God, to cleanse us. Cleanse us, God. Purge us, God. Purge us, God. Do it on each and every one of us. Let it start with me. And let it filter down, God. Because we all are one people in your eyes, God. We all are one. You say, I want that my people would be one. I'm praying for oneness today, God. I'm praying for oneness, hallelujah. If you have a daughter, if you have a son that you haven't forgiven, forgive them today. The Lord said, forgive them. Where you can live and you can enjoy life and you can have peace in your spirit. You don't need nothing to put you to sleep. You don't need nothing to wake you up in the morning. But if you would just follow the instructions of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you'll be able to rest in sweet peace. Sweet peace this morning. Sweet peace this morning. God would that we prosper in our spirit. Our spirit man has to prosper. Hallelujah. In our health. I'm asking you this morning, let it go. The Spirit of the Lord is saying, let it go. God want to do something for us this morning, people. But I hear the Lord saying, forgive. Forgive. The doors are yet open. God hasn't shut the doors. And we have an opportunity to come in while the doors are yet open. He says, seek me while I may be found. Because the day is coming when the doors are going to be shut. There won't be any more opportunities. Make your peace calling and your election sure today. Today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. I had to call in, got out of church a few minutes early. I had to call you. Hallelujah. Call in to pray for God's people all over this nation. For healing to begin. In our homes, in our families, on our jobs, in our workplaces. God wants us to be at peace. He wants us to be at peace. He wants us to smile. He wants us to love unconditionally. Think about somebody else today. Think about what they're going through. Get your minds off of your situation. And think about your brother and your sister. As I see people sleeping up under the bridge. I thank God. Hallelujah. That are not outdoors. I'm not sleeping on concrete this morning. We better bless the Lord. We better be thankful for what we already have. Be thankful for what you already have. Your greatest desire should be to please God. Your greatest desire is to follow peace with all men. He didn't say with some, but with all men. The Bible admonishes us to follow peace with all men. This is our prayer for you today. I hear the Lord said, forgive. 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 And let the Lord bless you. God want to bless us. He don't want us to be want for nothing. Spiritually and naturally. He said first natural and then spiritual. Hallelujah. If we can't love one another in the natural, how are we going to love God? No man have seen God at any time. But when I see Sister Ruby, I see God. When I see my sister Dawn, I see God. When I see many of my brothers and sisters, I see God. I can't hurt you. Somebody, I think it was Paul Martin, son of Saul. I need you. You need me. We all are part of God's family. Kirk Franklin, I think. I don't know which one it was. But we sing these songs. But singing is good. But then we got to go out and we have to apply that which we hear. Love ye one another. That's what my Bible tells me. He said, cradle works. Hallelujah. He said, I'm no commandment. I leave you that you love one another. We thank you today. Thank God for Sister Ruby early Sunday morning prayer. I thought we was going to have to change the time because of my engagements now. But God always, he'll never be left without a witness. He'll never be left without somebody at the helm. Thank God for Sister Ruby hosting this early Sunday morning prayer. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I'm going to turn it back over to our hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hear you this morning, God. God, I hear you this morning, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you're such a sweet God. You're kind. God, God. You're a forgiving God. Oh, you're long-suffering God. Thank you, God. To you, Sister Ruby. Thank you, God.
Oh.
Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus.
We're so blessed that you came on, Evangelist. We had the the Lord just working about something. Okay, we're so blessed. We got Sister Renita on, brother. I think that's Michael Lewis, 86. I tried to get him.
Jesus.
All right, you done prayed, and we're going to.
Hallelujah.
Sister Dawn.
Thank you, Jesus. If anybody still want to just bless the Lord, then welcome to.
Renita, did you want to just bless the Lord?
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I just want to give thanks and honor and glory to the Lord. I don't like to interrupt the move of the spirit, so if the sister is still in there, I don't like to do that. I let the Lord use her because she can't stop.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This morning.
God bless you. We're ready. Pray, but you know the Lord, what the Lord's going to do on this broadcast. God bless. I think this is Michael Lewis. Okay, God bless you. Sister Dawn is on. God bless you.
Oh, let the Lord minister to you all that's on the line. Let the Lord minister to you. Oh, God, if it's anything, if you just think that it's something there, go to the Lord. Go to your brother. Go to your sister. Tomorrow is not promised to us, people of God. We have to move today. We have to move all of these hindrances. When we can't forgive, it's a hindrance. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's hindering your blessing. It's hindering you moving not to the next level, but to the next dimension. See, there's levels, but there's also dimensions. Hallelujah. Some of us move to different levels. But if you want to go to another dimension, let the Lord work on you. See, not my brother, not my sister. Sometimes we got to say, Lord, it's me.
Amen.
It's me today. It's me today. Work on me, God. Work on me. I can't see Sister Ruby today. I got to see me. Hallelujah. And if I can see me,
then I'll be able to bless somebody else. Hallelujah. I'll be able to tell them, if he did it for me, he allowed me to continue. The same God will do it for you because he has no respect of persons. God has no respect of persons. I love Pastor Michael, Pastor Mike Galois. Hallelujah. He's going to be ministering. Those of you that's in the Stockton area, you'll be ministering this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Hallelujah. At Miracle Temple. Thank you, Jesus. If you're on Facebook and you're in that area, you can see his information on his page. Amen, amen. If he's available, he could give them that location, Sister Ruby. If you're in the Stockton area, go out and hear the man of God. You'll be blessed. Pastor Michael Lewis, amen. Hallelujah. We'll see you all on tomorrow. We're going to line up some speakers this week that will be able to come and give you a different perspective. We're still talking about recalling God's faithfulness. God ever loosed me from that. So we'll still be on recall God's faithfulness. Amen. God bless you, Sister Renita, Sister Dawn, from Pastor Michael Lewis. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. Hallelujah. He's a wonder. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Oh, Vagis.
Yes, ma'am.
Just one word from the Lord. Oh, we got that word. We had no idea she was coming, or sometimes the church go over, or sometimes the Lord let her get out a little early and come on the broadcast. So we've truly been blessed today. I said Sister Renita, Sister Dawn, Prophet Michael Lewis, and me was on the line today. So with that, we're going to close out. We've been heard. We got one word from the Lord today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to close out with this. So God is Real by Mon One.
Yes, God is real, for I can see.
God Is Real by Mom Wideman. God bless. We, the Lord sent a one word. Woo! God has a word for you. And we didn't have a teaching or preaching. I'm gagging here. Woo! Excuse me. One word from God and it tell you how to get it right, how to please it. Evangelist Bernard, the Lord let you on this day to give us this one word, a rhema word from the heaven above. God bless. Woo! We're closing out.
Hallelujah.